We on Daf Chavav Amad Beis Amar Rove, the first third of the Amad. Amar Rove Hai Beknishte Chilufa Uzvuna Shari. A Beis HaKnesses, if one wants to exchange it or one wants to sell it, it is permissible. Oigura O Mashkuna Osa. But if he wants to rent it out, or he wants to give it for a mashkin, it is also. My time biktushosei koi. It has the kedusha. The kedusha's basic nessus remains, and therefore it is also to rent it for a tashmish shalchol. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says chilufi is vuni. If he sells it or he exchanges it, so the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is chal al achila fayal adomim v'hu yotza min ha-kedusha lishtamish boi, so therefore you're allowed to use it atash mishol chol. But if he's renting it out or he's using it for a mashkin, so then the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses remains, and Yenne is living a dira shel choil in a mokim kodesh. Livni nami. Now the Gemara says, what is the halacha by the bricks of a Beis HaKnesses? Chilufinu v'zavnoninu shori. If he will exchange them for something else, or he will sell them, so then Yemne is permitted to use the bricks for Tashmish Shel Chayu. Oizufinu also. But if he goes and lends them, so then it is also, because Pshat is again, so we have bricks from a Beis HaKnesses, that still have Akdush's Beis HaKnesses, so Ashimush Shel Chayu is also. Now the Gemara says, Hani Mili Ba'atikto. That's what we say. That bricks are also, that only applies that they were bricks which already had been used, which were a part of a Beis HaKnesses. They have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses on them. So therefore, if one wants to use them for a Tashmish Shel Chol, it is only permissible if there was a Mechira. So the Kedusha becomes, Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses becomes Nishalal on the Domit. Later we'll explain this a little better. Avo Bachadato, but if it is bricks which were never used for a Beis HaKnesses, no, these are new bricks which we were Mazmin L'Tzayrach Beis HaKnesses. Less Lombo. So then there's no problem. And because there's no din hazmone and bricks, v'afilu l'man d'oma hazmone milsehi, afilu according to man d'oma that says, if one is mazmin something, l'tzoyrech, let's say, one is mazmin tachrichen, so it's even though it was not used for a mace, it has already the Isuri Anova mace, Hani Mili Kagain Ha'erig Beged Lamace. That is Davke, if the Tachrichen were woven for the mace. So even though they were as yet not used for a mace, so that's the Din Hazmona Milse. Avol Hoche, but over here, bricks, which were Huzman Litzoyrech Binyan Beis HaKnesses. But since they never became a chelik of a binyan, they never became a wall, kitovui la'orig domi. So this is similar to threads, which also if a person was mazmin threads to be used for tachrichim, so these threads do not get a hilchus tachrichim, and there's no din of azmona milse, so the gemara is medame, a bricks for a Beis HaKnesses to threads for Tachichen. V'leke l'man da'oma. and there's no one that holds that Tovi La'orig is a din hazmone, so a din Levenim for a basic nesis is also no din, there is not a din hazmone. Let us see Rashi, Livni Levenim shall basic nesis. Ba'atiki shenivnu kvar bekoisel basic nesis. They were once part of a koisel basic nesis. Vinofal and the koisel fell. So on these bricks was nitvas akdushis basic nesis. So then the din is that what? That, if I lend the bricks, it's also to be mishtamish with them atash mishulchel. Avo bachadato shenaso l'shem basic nesis. These bricks were made. Litzayr basic nesis less long bo. Afilu l'man diyomu meseches anhedon bepek nigmar adin kabi oire beged l'meis to osa bahazmone. If a person wove a beged l'meis to osa bahazmone, that alone that he was mazmen them is kitach richei hameis. So it would be the hazmone alone asks them as if they were tachrichi hameis, da asiri bano, which are also bano, the gemrin in shom shom yegla rufik in the meforesh also, hani mili b'oirig beged lameis. If he wove a beged lameis, she'ein echosar elo arige, b'kimin she'nerag miyad huroi l'perusei alameis. So after it is woven already, so now it's ready to spread it out on a maze. So this is called, so it was muzmalut zayrech tachichim, so gets a din of tachichim a maze. Aval aveinim b'chesor nasiyah levnoisim b'keisel. But here it never became a wall, a chelik of a binyan of a basic neses. V'hilkach b'shel aveinim the basic neses, havalei ketovi la'orik. The like of the man the omer b'chi I gavned as mone milsi. Yeah, let's go a little further. Matone. Now, what is the din by matone? That means that we just said before like this. If a person sells a basic nesis, I bek nishte chilufe uzvune shori. So he said if a basic nesis was sold, so Rashi said again, Cholok dushosai al hachilof ayala domi, u yotso minakdusha lishtamish boy. That is with the mechire, it becomes nitvas, the kedusha on the domi, and the basic nesis is yotso minakdusha lishtamish boy, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it. Mentioned yesterday the Shita Sarosh that if it was a mechire al pizayin tuvei ha'ir would not be maimed kol ha'ir, so you're allowed to use it lechulin, but not for dalet dvorim, which are dvorim megunim. If it was al yit, so there's some kedusha left, but the atashma shel chulin is permitted. If it was a yidei zayin tuvei ha'ir be maimed anshei. So then the fellow, the Dalet Dvorim Megunim are also permitted to be mishtamish in the basic nesis, because there it loses the whole Kedusha. Now, Matone, what happens if a shul was given over b'matone? So the problem of Matone is we don't have this maila of Chilufi Uzvuni, that the Kedusha is chal on the domim. There was no domim. It was given over matone for, and there's nothing that should be nitvas, the Kedusha's basic nesis. Is pligi bo rav ache veravine. Chad osar, one aser, you're not allowed to use this basic nesis for tashmi sholchel. Vechad shori, and one was matah. Man the osar, the one that asked, "Bamai tivka kedushos?" In what? With what should be nivka the kedusha? And what will be nitvas the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. Uman de shori, in the one that is matter, ilav da avolei hanomine, lehavi yoivlei. If the one who gave the Beis HaKnesses for a matona, why did he give away a Beis HaKnesses for a matona? A kolchoch, that he had derived a benefit from this makabel. So that's why in return he wants to give him the Beis HaKnesses. It's oda avolei matona kizvini. So the matona really is an exchange for the hano that he had previously received from this makabel. So therefore the matona is similar to mechem. What does Rashi say? Matone nosnu b'nei ha'ir beis ha'kneses l'tashmishei chel. Now Rashi says it's speaking about b'nei ha'ir. B'nei ha'ir means that not zayin tuvei ha'ir im maimed anshei ha'ir, but b'nei ha'ir, it's either zayin tuvei ha'ir or anshei ha'ir. So there's a shaila, will it go out l'chulin? Is it Daimel Lezvini? Is it not Daimel Lezvini? Now, let us see the Ran. We'll get a shtickel klarkeit in the sugya. The Ran is Daf Chesa Med Aleph B'Daf Eharif. Dibra Masrul, but before we see the Ran, let us just look at the Loshon HaRif, and we'll see the Rif is not like Rashi. Matone, the Rif is around 8 lines from the bottom. Matone, b'shiva tuvei ha'ir, b'maymed anshei ha'ir. So the he says, Klor, it's speaking about b'shiva tuvei b'maymed anshei ha'ir. Pligi bar avache veravine, chad osa vachad shori, man da osa b'may tivka kedush osa, o man da shori, oma, ilav davlei hanomine, lo yovlei matone, hilkech avlei matone kezvine, vehilchese keman da shori. So we have already a machloikis, Rashi and the Rif, if it's speaking about Nimkai de Ancheir, or Beshiva Tuveir, Bemaimed Ancheir. Now let us see the Ran. Uman de Shori Omar, Ilam da Havle Hanomine, Oyoivle, Ho da Havle Matone Kizvini. Hiksha Haramban. Hiksha Rambanza. Kiven, the boy Midi, it is Paka Beik Dushosai. We see from the sugya, that was by Chilufi Zvini, that you need something that the Kedusha should be nitpasan. Nehei de matone kezvini, Safilu will say in Lombus, the matone is equivalent to Zvini, because the reason he's giving him a matone is because he derived benefit from him before. But how can the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses be Nifka from the previous Ano? For Kvar Ochluhu Ve'enei Ba'olam. So yes, Tzamayra de Kekasha. That means if let's say Reuven was Mahane Shimon with something Shchedesh Nissen. And they had a no. And Shimon, we're not talking about Shimon, we're speaking about a shtot. And so the shtot is indebted to Reuven. So now, in the Sibin, they decide to give him this building, which was a Beis HaKnesses. So the hano which they had received is remembered, and they have a chorus atay for the hano, but it's not boilam anymore. That hano is gone and forgotten. Because of the hano, they want to give him a matone. But if the gather of the kedushas beis haknesses becomes nitpas on the domim, here there's no domim. So, So, and what will it be nitfas? The dahana is used up already. Chvachlu ve'enei ba'ilom. Va'oidiksha. The Ramban is another kashik. Even the shmaitin mucheche, the Beis HaKnesses yesh by kedusha. We see in our sugya that a Beis HaKnesses has a kedusha. The omrinen oigura umashku na osa. But one rents out a Beis HaKnesses, so you, or gives it as a mashkin, so you're not allowed to, the bimishtamish atash mishel choyl. My time, biktushosikoi. Because there's a kedusha. Vamrine nami, and by matone it also says, bamai tipoka kedushose. So it seems from these halachas, it seems that there's a chilul kedusha that the kedusha which was on the Beis HaKnesses becomes nischalul on the domim. If there's no domim that it was sold for a guri and mashkune, so the kedusha remains. So he asks, so hayich nimka, how can you take sell it? How can you be mafkia the kedusha? Vadovol sharoi legufoy b'mikdoshim. Something that is roi to remain kadosh, ain't a nivde. So it doesn't become, there's no din pidyon. For example, where do we have a din pidyon? Let's say a kolben. A kolben becomes a kolben, you can't be paid a kolben. It becomes a balmum. So memela, now it's not roi to the kedusha that it was hugdish for. So memela, so that is a din pidyon. That's a din pidyon of kabonis. But something that has a kedusha saguf and it is still roi for what it was hugdish for, so there's no dimpidyon. But the sefte dai pirke tanya avne heichel va azorei shenivkemu v'shenigmemu ein lampidyon. So you see, if something gets a kedusha saguf, Bedek HaBayis is a Kedushas Domim. The whole Hegdish was only to get money from it. That's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. But when there's a Kedushas HaGuf, we're talking about Beis HaKnesses, there's a Kedushas HaGuf, how he's allowed to live in a Kedushas HaGuf. So Memele, so this should be similar to Avne Heichel Vazoris, that there's no Dimpidion on them. Kasha number three. Visu kimochu shive tuvei ha'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. So we had learned yesterday that then the money, one is permitted to do whatever he wants with the money. L'mishte b'sheicha. Heichi shore domai l'mishte b'shikro. On itfosen hein b'kdushosan. If the money accomplishes that the kdushas beis haknesses, is nitfas on the money, so the money should have a kedusha. So what happened? The kedusha goes off on the money, and if it was that it was to design to be here, but my bedan she here, it's you're allowed to do anything with the money. V'tiritzal. So the Ramban says a whole new mahalach in the whole sugya. The Beis HaKnesses Osu oisoi ketashmishe mitzvah. A Beis HaKnesses does not have a kedusha. No, it's like tashmishe mitzvah. Kesuke, velulev, shenizrokim la'acha mitzvosam, after the zman mitzvah, after the shimush mitzvah passes by, then izrokim. Bizman mitzvah yesh ben kedusha shel kovid. That means batsim, there's no kedusha on a lulav, on a shofar, on tzitzis, but there's a kedusha shel kovid. That is a kedusha that one, since this is now being used letzeirech mitzvah, so there's a kedusha of kovid that one should not use it for his own purposes. K'dem rinen hosam, osa la harzois mois k'neged ner chaneke. You have a ner chaneke. So the ner, that's a tashmishol mitzvah, it's now a mitzvah of adlokas ner chaneke. So one is not permitted to derive benefit from this ner. Vamrine nami dinoye suke, osa li stopik mem kol shive. Vavuayim dekulo, the Kulayin Dam, and the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that the Mekoyer of this type of Isser, that there's a Psekdusha Shal Kovet, that one has to be Mechabed Achevtze Shal Mitzvah, Shchite. We learn out from Kisa Yada, the Sanya V'Shofach V'Kisa, Bamesh Shofach Yechase, Shloye mitzvahs bezu yes olov, that he should not be mechase beraglov. Shemechase beyodo. So what do we see over here? So we see there is dinim of kovet shal mitzvah. A mitzvah should be done ayidei derech shal kovet, and chazal derive from this. So therefore, if one should not derive benefit from the mitzvah, because this is also a covet of the mitzvah. So therefore, don't be mistapik b'noye suke, and don't be meratza mois. That's a covet, that's a kedusha shel covet. Kedisa hosom bepeirik b'memadlik. Ulefichoch. But we're not speaking about the kedusha of kodesh, a similarity like a yidesh, takashe, Avne Heichel, Vazorist is no pidyon. There's a Kedusha Saguftake. We're speaking about mitzvahs over here. A basic Knesset is a mocking, Mishem Espalolim boy. You do mitzvahs there. So it has a Kedusha Shel Kovet. Ulefichoch. Now he explains the difference between if it was done b'maimed ansheyir, if it wasn't done b'maimed ansheyir, he says as follows. So fisa, beisak neses, kozman shebnei ha'ir roitzim boy. Beisak neses, kozman shebnei ha'ir roitzim boy, noige boy kedusha afilu b'chobonim. Kozman, this beisak neses, is wanted and can be used by the bnei ha'ir, is noyigim boy kedusha afilu b'chubonoi shreyadayim loy oval zman mitzvosoi. The zman mitzvah is not over yet. This is a basic neses. The anshei ha'ir want this basic neses. It needs some repairs. It's not so they'll repair it, but it never loses the shame basic neses. So it has a kedushas mitzvah, a kedusha shel kovet. The royal azel live noisai, he could rebuild it again. Hilkach. So memeila abeisak neses is different than ner chaneke. Ner chaneke is it's a tashmishal mitzvah in chaneke. Chaneke passes by, so there's no, the mitzvah's bottle. Sukkah is the mitzvah is called man as a yontav of sukkahs. Masha Enkein, a basic nesis, is kozman, it's royal mitzvosoi, so it's called a tash mishal mitzvah. Hiltach. Shemachru zayin toivei ha'ir, shaloi b'maimet anshei ha'ir. Now, so let us just think 1 minute what happened. The zayin toivei ha'ir are the apetropsim, it was put in their laps, the business transactions which are negeya the ear, they have a right to sell buildings. They have a right to sell the basic nesses also if they feel this is worthwhile for the shtot to sell the basic nesses. They have a right to sell it. They didn't consult the anshei ear, but that they have a right. They were appointed. I mean that's their. That's their tafkid, the business transactions, or the decisions, or what have to be done, that's in their lap, they're the manhigei ha'ir. But ein b'nei ha'ir, hilkach shemachu zayin tuvi ha'ir shaloi b'may mit anshei ha'ir, ein b'nei ha'ir reitzim min hastam shetikochesh mitzvosom legamri. Now, the b'nei ha'ir, that means like this, so the Ramban is saying that in Choshen Mishpat, in a monetary decision, you hold it's worthwhile for the Shtar to sell the Beis HaKnesses. No, that's your decision. But in Ruchnius, before we possess a Heftzah Shal Mitzvah, and now if you'll sell it, we'll lose the Heftzah Shal Mitzvah. And that we don't want. Ein b'nei yeh reitzim min astam shetikochesh mitzvosom legamri, elo shetochel kedushas beis haknesses al hadomim. So we're maskim on the etzim transaction, but we should be left over. You're selling a dovo that has a kedusha shall covet. So we want to be left over, the exchange should also have a kedusha shel kovet, and shetochel kedushas beis haknesses al hadomen. So that is the normal anansadi, what occurs when there was a mechire mitzad designed to vehir, and the anshe heir were not asked, so I assume that that's what they want. But if they all decided together that all of a sudden they saw the values of beer, and it would be very choshev for the shtot to have a brewery, and the only way they can get this brewery is by selling the shul. They have another shul also. This is an old shul. But if they decided hastily that they want to sell the shul and for a brewery, avul shenimul chub neyeir lamochle lishtes boy, afilu sheicha shori, lefi sheover zman mitzvosoi v'nivka kedushosi. That means if they decided that this structure will not be used anymore as a shul, so memele, so it's over zman mitzvosoi. V'nifka kedushasa mimenu, kisuke v'lulov la'achas mano. U'mikol mokim kol she'en lohem ala beis ha'knesses echad osa l'mochoy, damrina l'listerinish be'knishta adeboni be'knishta achita. There's a nisa, they're not allowed to do it. There's not another shul around. That's a different din. But the kedusha, the kedushas ha'mokim is dependent on them. That means if they want that the Kedusha should remain, that there should remain a Beis HaKnesses, or they want Al Koponim, that the exchange, what they're receiving for the Beis HaKnesses, should have the Kedusha that was existent on the Beis HaKnesses, so then Kedusha remains. But if they have no interest for the Kedusha to remain, so then the Kedusha goes off. Hilka. If they have another Beis HaKnesses, then they can sell it. And if it's sold, so there's no Kedusha. It's finished. They decided that this will not be a shul anymore. And so this mitzvah now became nifka, became bottle. To have like a hifrish zayin esroigim lezayin hayomim. This is equivalent to a person was mafrish seven esroigim. Each cell used a different esrig. So that means that the esrig aleph, he was mafrish for yom tov aleph. So this is only an esrig, this is only a tashmish al mitzvah for yom tov aleph. Yom tov basically is a different esrig. So the yaitze boy v'oichlo liyoymes, he's allowed to eat it afterwards. That means it was hufrish le mitzvah for one day, for the shimush of one day. Now, so that's aleph. Now the Ramban continues. Sforim V'chol tashmishe kedusha nami. Now he said the whole reason that the kedusha is nitvas on the money. This is not like avnei heichel. This is not a kedusha saguf. It's we're talking about kedushas mitzvahs. And the whole reason that the kedusha is nitvas on the money. They want that the mitzvah that they have should remain. Now, so that's good if they're selling a beis hakneses for a tashmish shel choil. So they want that the shleiti kochesh mitzvos on legamri, that the money should have a kedushas beis hakneses. Fine. What is sporim v'chol tashmishe kedusha? So here the sporim will remain kodesh. Af al pi shebechol mokim shehem, wherever they will find themselves, b'kedushasan hein oimdim, they'll remain kodesh. Afilo hochi im mochem lasis behem tzorcheyem ika Mishum akrushe mitzvah demoichem. So, there's an akrushe mitzvah demoichem. That means the moichem still are losing the mitzvah that they had till now. Hilkach, atche yeskimu b'mechirosam, zayin tuvi b'may b'dan sheyir, einem rashoim lohoitzi b'tzorcheyem. So they're not allowed to use it for Poshet Tzrochim. Because there's a Krushe Mitzvah, and we say the Anshe Heir, Mestomo wants, that this should remain by them. V'loi mipnei shektu shosom nitveses mamish al hadomim. Kedamom, it's not like a Chilul Hegdish, that the Kedush is nitves on the domim. So that's the Ramban's Malach. Now, Umashe cholku b'matonim. And we hear if you are machloikis b'matonim. Man da osa soval shein anshe ha'ir roitzim shiavkiyu zayin toy ve'ir mitzvoso elem ken yivku oiso mitzvah cheretz. Now the one that also says that fakert, the same thing. You're giving it away, fine, but we're only maskim to this on ken yivko oiso al mitzvah cheres. So you're not allowed to. Uman de shori sovar ilav di yovlu midi de dvar mitzvim. Why are we giving away a beis hakneses? You're giving away a holy structure. You're giving away because he did something to us before. Mestome, he gave us a dvar mitzvah. Ilav de yovlo midi de dvar mitzvah, ki goin teve mit poches, oi svorim, oi hoyun im lochim tuve hier losses le beisak nese zu, hilkak es vinu vishori, de lav groi mitzvah elu dvorov zal. So the Ramban says that the other man the Yoma holds that the giving away a beis hakneses is not a geruyim mitzvah, because mistome, if you're giving away a beis hakneses, mistome gave them a teve, he gave them a matpeches, some emeles, so they got a chevtze shol mitzvah in return, some emeles, so it's not called geruyim mitzvah. This is how the Ramban learned the whole sugya. Ve'ein Devorov. Now let us just say one nekude, so it comes out that the Rambam cannot learn like the Rif, because this whole shtick Torah that you need that there should not be a koshes mitzvah by the moichim, that is dafke, if it was the mechira deitu v'ir shloi b'may medan sheir. So they want, you can give it away, but we want that the mitzvah should still remain by us. So then there's a problem. So he says, no, we're not remaining with a mitzvah. We are remaining. He gave us once a teva, a matpachas. But the Riv says it's speaking about that it was sold to the, was sold to the Zion to be b'mayim b'danshiyah. So if they want to give it away, then there's no problem. The whole problem is that just like you give away, just like you can sell a Beis HaKnesses and the money you could use for beer. So if they're not interested b'chlal in having this Beis HaKnesses, and they're not interested that there should remain by them anything, any chetzer shel mitzvah, so then there's no problem. So the Ramban did not learn like the Rif. The Ramban learned like Rashi, that our Gemara is speaking about, that it was sold to the Anshei Ha'ir. The Ein Dvorov Berurim Etzli. So the Ran says, the whole Mahalach of the Ramban is not clear. The I Mishum Bizuye Mitzvah Asinin Allah. If the whole Indian is a Psaninian of Bizi Mitzvah, Covered Mitzvah, so, b'damim shloi hoyo mitzvah my oilom, and the money, there never was any mitzvah on them. My bizui mitzvah ike. Yeah, why is there, what kind of bizui mitzvah is there? That means, what kind of Indian is that the money should have a kedusha? The money was never a chefzer shel mitzvah, so why should the money have a kedusha? If the whole thing is a gather of bizui mitzvah, avun de kulein da. Shema taima, so not, it's im lo yikru bem dover shel kedusha, nimtze sha'ovru al das b'nei ha'ir b'mechires Beis HaKnesses. Maybe tell me a different vote. That the Bnei Ha'ir want, they had a Dover Shekdusha, and they want in return, they should remain in their Dover Shekdusha. The Nimtzeis Mechirosei B'Teila. So then it's a different vote. So then the vote is that if you will not comply to our wishes, so you have no right to sell it. So yes, Akasha in Kain Lamaida Mesafkalon, I Osa Limker Sefer Torah Yoshan Liknes Bechodosh. The Gemara is a Sofik, later, if a person is permitted, if they're permitted to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to purchase a new one. Now what is the Shaila of the Gemara? Because the Mishnah said that whenever they sold a Dover Shel Kedusha, they have to use the money for a higher Kedusha. They sold the Beis HaKnesses, they have to purchase a Teve. The Mishnah says that is one of the Tnoim, that the money should be used for a greater Kedusha than the Dover Hanimka. So the Gemara has later, what if they're selling an old Sefer Torah to get a new Sefer Torah? So in this case, there's no higher Kedusha. It's the same Kedusha Sefer Torah. No, there is no higher Kedusha that they could acquire. So the Gemara clears our Shaila, what is the din over there? If they sell an old Sefer Torah for a new one, is this permissible? Is it not permissible? Because this is not the Seder of the Mishnah. So the Gemara clears, L'maide M'savkalon, I osa limka Sefer Torah Yosh Litas Bechodosh. Is, so if pshat is that they are not maskim to such a transaction, the answer not maskim to such a transaction, since they will not get a higher kedusha, is kimochu sefer Torah tibotl mechirosan. So if it's not permitted, so the mechira should be botl shrei avro das bnei shene roitzim elo beilui umaykom mashnin lekama begmora masnisen dieb. The Gemara says that could be you're not allowed to sell it, but if they sold it, it's sold already. So if the whole Inyan is the way the Ramban put it down, that Be'etzim, the Anshei Ha'ir, only agree to the Mechire if the Domim, or what will get in return, will have a Kedusha or a higher Kedusha. So if they won't have a higher Kedusha, should the Mechire shouldn't be Chal? If the whole Indian is bizui mitzvah, they don't want to hear a mitzvah, have a mitzvah, now they're going to end up with nothing, is lomalon iluya or filibeduchta sagi. So why do you need that, that the domim has to be used for a higher mitzvah? The kaimulon madlikim minel and air. The Gemara says in Shabbos, you can be madlik from one end to another end. Visu koshali belishne damrinen ilav da havlei hanominei lehavi yoiv lehmatone. So the Ramban learns pshat in this, that taki, you need a dover, you need an exchange, for chepsi shal mitzvah, a dover shal mitzvah. So Mistami gave them, the person that giving them a tana to Mistami previously gave them a teve, a matpachas. He says, the, he loved Avle and Nomino, you have a Yovle matone, a mashma dehi matone te heavy the Yovle midi the dva mitzvah. That he previous gave them a dva mitzvah, again, teure, um, mit pecho, he says, for him. For oi, charav alfas is al kosav, matone, mishive tuve yebe maibed anshe eir. The Rif learns pshat that also you're speaking about mishive tuve yebe anshe maishe eir. Pligi boravach rabine. V'chia gavne, if that's the case, avu l'mishte boshiche shor. So therefore, he says the Ramban's pshat is not clear. L'fichach nirali. So therefore, the Ran says, anu mahalach ngans. The basic nesses u'de chavose. Whatever we're speaking about over here. Kivin she ikroi osu loyme boidovo shebekdushe. The tachlis of a beis haknesses is to say in it davar shebekdusha, v'nikdashti boi b'seich b'nei Yisrael, that you say dvarim shebekdusha, kaddish, and kedusha, and bolchu, hitilu boi chachomim kedusha midivrayim. So the beis haknesses, that in this mokim, dvarim shebekdusha, are said, so the mokim is a mokim kodesh. Va'afilu hisnu olav zayin tuvei ha'ir b'maymed anshi ha'ir, i'efshe shetipok ha'kedusha osoy. The Rabbonon gave a beis haknesses a kedusha, and now the design to be mentioned, they'll say they don't want it should be a shul anymore. B'vnei kvoit ha'kedusha sheyesh boy. Not the way that Ramban said that it's like a chefshe shal mitzvah, so when you're using it, you're using it, when you're not using it, it's a chefshe shal mitzvah. It's not a chefshe shal mitzvah. It's a chefshe shal kedusha. Chazal said that a mokim, that dvorim shebekdusha are said in it, so that mokim becomes a mokim kodesh. It's like a beis hamikdash. It's like there's a kedusha samokim. And now it's kodesh. You can't make it a kodesh. It's kodesh. Miu la'acher sheitilu kedushosoi al hakdomim, but after they were machlef the kedusha which was on the mokim, it was nitvis on the domim. So the answer is a shtikteire kedushas domim, the kedusha which is now on the domim, which the domim received this kedusha from the beis haknesses. Klisha mikdushas beis haknesses. This kedusha is a shvacher kedusha. Ovishadomim eilu le'omnu me'oilom le'dovah shebekdusha. The money was never a dovah shebekdusha. The money was, never a dovah shebekdusha. Va'oid, da'avilo kedusha shniya. It is already a second darga of kedusha. Uklisha mikdusha rishoyne kida ashkran rab Yehuda desfirolei lakuach bekesef meiser shenitmo yikover mishum deloy olim lemitvis pidyoyne ke meiser gufe. The Gemara says as follows. The halacha is meiser sheni can be poide. What is the din of meiser sheni became nitmo? So you also poide the meiser sheni. The kedusha and the meiser sheni becomes neschalo. And the kedusha goes on the money. What is the din if you had ma'aser sheni? You machal the kedusha's ma'aser sheni on money. Now the money is kedusha's ma'aser sheni. Now you, what do you do with the money? You purchase with the money food you can eat in Yerushalayim. Now what? So this food now is kedusha's ma'aser sheni. Now what will be the din if this food became tamei? So Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be paid the kedusha from this food already, because the kedusha on this food, it went through a process
It started the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni went on the money, and the money went on the food. So it's already a shvacher Kedusha. A shvacher Kedusha, you can't be paid anymore. So the Ran saw from this that Kedusha, which was nischalal on something else, that Kedusha is a shvacher Kedusha. Therefore, Hilkach, Bein shemocho yeshiva tuve yoir b'maymed anshe yoir. Oy shaloi b'maymed anshe yoir. However it was sold. Lo oilam domim nitfoses biktushes beis akneses umavke kedishosayu gabay. That means, in order to take off the kedusha from the beis akneses, you have to have a chilul of that the Kedusha, which was on the Beis HaKnesses, is now Nitvas on the Dome. Elo! So now you have a Kedusha's Dome. Elo deshi v'tuve he'ir l'chudayu le'motzi lafkuya hi Kedusha's Dome. They alone are not bekoyech to be mafkiya the Kedusha's Dome. Now you have a Kedusha on the Dome, which is a shvacher Kedusha. They are not bekoyech to mafkiya the Kedusha. Aval gav the iklisha, even though it's a shvachre kedusha. Aval b'maymed anshe ha'ir yecholim lafkiya likdushoso. But if you have the zayin tuvir b'maymed anshe ha'ir, they could be mafkiya the kedusha of the domin. Now the kedusha anshe shem says, umi u'elem koyach b'kedushas beis haknesses lafkiya b'chdi. But they don't have a koyach to be mafki the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So Memele, the Ran says as follows. The Ran says pshat that, a Beis HaKnesses, which is a mokim, that Dvorim Shebekdusha were said in it, so that mokim gets a Kedusha midarabonim. And that Kedusha cannot become Nifka unless it was Nishalo or Nitvas and Domim. And what happens with the Domim? And the Domim already depends. If it was a Domim that came to a transaction of only design to be here, so they're not Bekoyachti Mimafkiya, the Kedusha of the Domim. So the Domim still has a Kedusha. If the transaction was done to the Zion Tuve Ha'ir, the Maimed Anshe Ha'ir, so then they are Bekoyach to be Mafkiya, the Kedusha from the Domim Legamri, that's what the Gemara said, they could use the Domim Afilu L'mishte Be'sheikh. Mishmoch yemrin ve'maton afilu nosnu zayin tu ve'yehir. The maimed anshe yehir ba'may tispak kedusha soi. And what will the kedusha go off? That means that is for sure that you cannot be mafkir the kedusha's beis haknesses b'chdi. You have to. That's klal chazal said. You have to make a chiluf that the kedusha has to be first nitfas on something else. Uman the shori sova the mifki bahia no the havelumine that they had once received the no from the kabel matone shreihen kimechuyovim leshalim legmu. So it comes that they're now indebted to him. They owe him something. They mechuyev to him because he once gave them something. The kivin the mafkas amidi the hainu ahihano. So it's considered like that hano is still kayim because they're indebted to pay back the ano. So there's an intangible ano that is existent, which they're mechuyev to pay back. Av al pi sheyotze lechulin ein bekach klum isharashoyim ein bekach zayin tu v'yir b'mayim b'dan sheyir. That means the ano that is chulin the zayin and the zayin tu v'yir b'mayim b'dan sheyir kimim mechalol. That means that and no can be chulin. But we have to have that the kedushas beis haknesses should be nitfes on something. So it is nitfes on the hano that they received and is still kayim, because they're indebted to him to pay up the hano. So that is the machloikis, if you can make such a chilul, if the kedushas beis hakneses can be nischalul on this hano. That is, so we have here psashtikul biel in this, it's a gewaldig shvere sugye between the Ramban and the Ran, how to be mevayer our sugye. Let us go a little further. Tano Rabbon. Tashmishei mitzveh nizrokim. Tashmishei mitzveh are nizrokim. That means, what is tashmishei mitzveh? Rashi says, Dvorim sheshimtzu behen mitzveh. Things that were used, lutzeirich mitzveh, tzitzis. So after the shimush, they're not usable anymore, can throw them away. Tashmishei kedusha nignozim. Something that was a tashmish for dovashe b'kedusha, then it needs gnizi. You can't throw it away. The Elohein tashmishei mitzvah, sukkah, the schachef, the sukkah, slulev, shayfer, tzitzis. The Elohein tashmishei kedusha, dluskimes sforim. Luskima was a type of a sack or suitcase that was held sforim, nach, chmoshim, tfilin, or it held tfilin, umezuzes, v'tik shal sefer teire, v'nar tik shal tfilin, a tfilin baitel, or a tik shal sefer teire, uretzu oiseyim. Or the ritzuas of tefillin also have a din of tashmishei kedusha. Tefillin are the batim, are the gufa kedusha, and the ritzuas are the tashmishei kedusha. Let us see Rashi. Tuluskimo kemoi amtachas vesar. Those somebody to put in it sefer tikvenar tikhodu al shloshen tiknoifel adavu oruch. Let us see Taisvitz. Tashmishei kedusha, nartik shel tefillin uritzuei seyim. So we had learned that the ritzuis of the tefillin are tashmishei kedusha, it's not gufa kedusha. Mikan mashme shahav dalet v'hayud shebekesher ritzua einam oisiyes gemureis. Lehava alocha lemoishe misinai ki im hashin shebebatim. The shin is alocha lemoishe misinai, so that's called the gufa kedush. And the other oisiyas are not, there's no alocha lemoishe misinai that they have to, we need them at all. Midaloi kori hocha leretzus elo tashmishe kedush. If that is a chelik, chiyuvi of the tefillin need the shem shakai, and the shem shakai is made through the shin on the shal rosh, and the dalad and the kesher, and the yud and the kesher of the shal yad, so that's an inherent chelik of the tefillin. So by stoish, you don't need it at all. Ela tashmishei kedusha. Ochinami mashma b'kei mitzrabe d'kola b'lei korilu ela tashmishei kedusha. Ochinami mashma b'ksheni d'shabes Porich v'amar abayim shin shal tefillin alocha lemoishe misinai leporich came in adalid vayut. There the Gemara speaking about if you need menamuta beficha, so the Gemara says the shin zikha has to be written on somebody that's muta beficha, so alocha lemoishe misinai. So we learn out that it has to be written on a dover shemuta beficha. And the Ritzuis, the Gemara doesn't say this, that it's in Yiradova Amuta Beficha and the Ritzuis, because the Dalet in Yud is made out of the Ritzuis, is made from the Ritzuis. Oh, V'leikosh, Mehidim, Enochis, Kabi, Viro, Kalam, Yotz, Kishem, Hashem, Nikra, Lecha, V'yorim, Imekom, V'omru, Eilu, Tfilin, Sheberosh. So let us just say what Taisus is asking. Taisus means to ask as follows. Rashi says, Pasuk says, V'rol kolei ama oretz, ki shem Hashem nikra lecho. What's the shem Hashem nikra lecho? So Rashi learns pshat, the roiv of the shem is on the tefillin shalos, the shin and the dalet. So V'rol kolei ama oretz, ki shem Hashem nikra lecho. So you see that that's the tzur of tefillin. Tefillin has the shem Hashem. You see, roiv of the shem Hashem. According to Tosis, there's no such thing. There's no such inyan bechlal minat toyre that you need a dalad and a yud. So what's written in the Gemara? Lo kamas Hashem Hashem nikra lech biyorem imekel ramel tzulim sheberosh yesh lefosh atam of hishen loylem begayva shalroish. That means the tefillin are called the Shem Hashem, and they are seen because they begayva shalroish v'nirim loylem shapirois. Avol oisan shal yad einom nirim. Vein behem ois, kasi vayilachal ois, vadashin vayilachem ois. Abalamash, epeirish rashi osam datam abim shimshesh bemashin badalad abrevayish shal shakai. So memele, so that's the shame Hashem, because Rebbe of the Shem is on the Tzvul Sharosh. Epeirish ekoshe, so according to Rashi Yishvel, midemashme b'chol ani shebeisid yud v'dal z'chshiv yaisid. Period. Let us go further. Omar Rove, meireish hava mine haiku sayo tashmish de tashmishu v'shori. Na kusayo, Rashi says, bimo shaleitz. So Rove held that the bime was a tashmish the tashmish. Why is the bima a tashmish the tashmish? Because you don't put the Sefer Torah direct on the bima. You put first a mape on the bima. So the mape is a tashmish kedusha, and the bima is a tashmish the tashmish. So Rav said, Meresh hava mina haiku saya tashmish the tashmishu v'shori. The tashmish dush is nignozim, about tashmish is muta. Given the chazine, the moisvi ilave sefer Torah, but since I saw that sometimes when there's no mapa, they put directly the sefer Torah on the bime, I mean the tashmish kedush uviyoso. That means the minimum times that it could occur that a Sefer Torah is put on the table without a mape, that makes the bime a tashmish kedush. What's the Rashi? Tashmish the tashmish, shepiris mape olo, v'achar kach noisen Sefer Torah olo, so it's a tashmish the tashmish. But then I saw that they put down the moisvi Sefer Torah olo, beloi mape. So therefore he said that Zimnin, that could happen sometimes. So he said that the beam is a din of a tashmish kedushu v'yoso. So meld is a din gnize. Now the Sfas Emes is ma'ore, he doesn't understand the Gemara, and he asks a ma'ordike kasha. He says, how could you, a tashmish kedushu does not necessarily mean that the dover hatashmish has to touch the dover shebekdusha. It's a tashmish for a dover shebekdusha. That's called a tashmish kedusha. So he says, the bime, what's the chilik if there's a mapa on the bime? If there's not a mapa on the bime, but the bime is holding up the Sefer Torah, that's a kelein the Sefer Torah. So why isn't that considered a tashmish kedusha? It's a good kasha, but he says, the Gemara shtei tachnit azay. So that's in all the Paiskim doesn't say like that. But he's Ma'ira, he doesn't understand why it is that way. Abul Kaponim in our Gemara it says that the criteria if a beam is a tashmish kedusha or a tashmish to tashmish depends if a map is used b'shaskri, if a map is not used b'shaskri. V'yom ha'rova. Meireish hava amine. In the beginning, I was under the impression, hai perisa tashmish de tashmishu. Now, this perisa was curtains that were spread. We'll see this in Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, but let's see Rashi. Perisa yiriya shepirsin svivais ha'orein mibifnim.
that it's put in, that means they have curtains on the inside of the Orem. The Orem was a box, and they had curtains on the inside of the Orem. Tashmish to Tashmishu. Tashmish shall Orem. That means the Orem is made here to hold the Sefer Torah, and the curtains are made to beautify the Orem. That's the purpose of the curtains inside the Orem. Was a lining like inside the Orem. So the curtains are a tashmish, the tashmish, the Orem is a tashmish kedusha, that's the mokim that holds the Sefer Torah, and the curtains inside are a tashmish, the tashmish. That's what I was under the impression. Abakivin de chazinen de aifele umanche sifre lave amine tashmish kedusha v'yosa. So what does Rashi say? The Eifele pa'omim she'koiflin oisai tacha Sefer Torah. Sometimes they used to take these curtains and put it underneath the Sefer Torah. So then it became a tashmish kedusha. So these two members of Rove are megalatos ha'yesod. That be'emison, that you don't go b'soroiv tashmishoi, but if there are certain instances that a article is mishamish as a tashmish kedusha, so there's a din of a tashmish kedusha. So even though the main purpose of these curtains are to beautify the Orem, so we should have a din of a tashmish to tashmish, the main purpose of the teve is to hold up the mape, so it's also be a tashmish to tashmish, but since there are certain instances when it is mishamish as a tashmish kedusha directly, so a mailer there's a din of a tashmish kedusha and there's a din of nignosa. Ba'omar Rav, now Rav said another loch. Hai teivuse, the teive, the orin, the irfit, it fell apart. Me'evde teve zutrasi shori. If you want to make, now this, it's fell apart, it's not, so you want to make from this a small teve. You had a big oren kodesh, it fell apart. So you want to make, from the remnants a small oren kodesh, shori. So that's not called hayrodes kedusha. That's, it says the same kedusha, big oren kodesh, small oren kodesh, same kedusha. Kulsai, but what if you want to make a shulchan, a bima from it, is osa, that's osa. That's called the hirodes kedusha. What does Rashi say? The irfit loshen oren sheniskalkol v'nifrad michiburim. Yesh tigmose bebraise b'yevomis manol hamerufet, a manol that came apart. Tevus is utrosi, las is teva ktana min agdoila rishon, you want to make a small orem, that's permissible. Me'ev de kursaya bima osa, sheyorda mikdushosa. So here the Gemara is telling us a yesod, that even though we had mentioned before, that the bima is also called a tashmish kedusha, because sometimes the Sefer Torah is put on top of the bima, but ain't a daime the Oren Kodesh to a bima. The Oren Kodesh is miyuchit for a tashmish kedusha. A bima can sometimes be a tashmish kedusha. So to make from the Oren Kodesh a bima, that's called a hirode, and that is awesome. V'omarove, hai prise de bole, you had a prise de bole, yiriyas ha'orein shebolu. That means these yiriyas which were inside the orin. Hai prise de bole, lemev de prise le sifri shori. To make it a, you want to make it for a mapachas, for Sefer Torah, that's muta. Because that already is called the Hirodes Klushi, Esvom Shenesuyin, Kolchumish Levadoi, Vekulon Begilnit.